Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Fans of the show Entourage will know Ari Gold, the tough-talking agent of the stars. He'll lie to your face and dump you as soon as you start getting cold. Well, here in New Zealand, we hope our agents are a little more approachable, so we sent reporter Simon Pound to speak to Imogen Johnson of Johnson Led to find out.
What exactly does an agent do?
Well, I'm a talent agent, so I look after actors and presenters and voiceover artists and MCN entertainers, and I actually source some work. That's what an agent primarily does. So there are two forms of an agent. There's a proactive agent that goes out and sources work for their people, and then there's an agent that's a booking service, and they wait till the work comes in, and they service their clients that way.
And you fall into the first category there. How did you get interested in becoming an agent?
Well, I've got a master's degree in English literature, and basically I really like books, and I love theatre and film and TV, and I've done a lot of business. I lived and worked in London for 7 years, and in London I did a lot of brand marketing, and I worked with some very big sports brands actually, and I worked with the managers of the stars and all sorts of stuff in order to promote the products, like the golf brands, for example, that I was actually looking after. I looked after Maxfly Golf, Slazenger, all sorts of stuff, and that was part of my job.
And when you came back to New Zealand, did you see a niche for that kind of proactive management of the brands of actors?
Absolutely. It came after a while. I worked, when I first got back to New Zealand, I worked for Paula Ryan Simply You as a sales manager for a while. I then worked with another agency, and then I found that there was a very big gap in the marketplace that I could identify, which was for this slight sort of almost management of people. So not just the booking, but actually the proactive marketing and sourcing work for people.
So what exactly does that entail on, say, a day-to-day basis?
Well, what do? Every day is completely different. Some days they're really calm and cool and collected. Other days I go, wow, and big problems come in. So what do? I negotiate contracts. I've got four agents that work with me, each specifically looking after a separate area in their own right. So I've got somebody that works on film and television alone. I've got somebody that works on advertisements and theatre. I have somebody else that works on and manages people with me in terms of the MCs and entertainers and voices as well. And through that, the work comes in. We submit people, we book people for work. All our contacts are people like... In each division, they're completely separate. So for the actors, we have casting directors who we work with. In the voiceovers, we work with all the television producers of all the advertising agencies. For the MCs, we work with event coordinators and PR people and all sorts of people, and corporates and marketing people. And I think for the presenters, we actually work with networks and we work with the production houses like Great Southern TV. So each of those marketplaces is a separate company in its own right. And we source work for people, we book the work, we get them the castings so they go for the auditions. And if they get the job, we negotiate it.
There's this image of the world of agents of like as being long lunches and a lot of schmoozing and the like. Do you, in the course of your job, take people out for lunch and wine them and dine them and plant your merry ways?
Of course you do, absolutely. But it is more of a thanking thing. And so the whole long, whiny lunches actually are very rare. They do happen occasionally, of course, but they are more to thank people for all the work that they give us. And also to introduce ourselves to new people, like at the advertising agencies. Of course, all employees, everyone's got quite a big turnover, and people go from job to job to job, and new people brought in, and it's really nice just to get that face-to-face contact with people and that personal contact, so that when you're dealing with them on the phone, which is primarily what all our relationships are all about, you know who they are, and they know who you are.
Let's look at the idea of celebrity in New Zealand. I mean, sure. Do we have... real stars, is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely we do. Every market has its own stars. Just because New Zealand's only 4.5 million doesn't make us any different to any other territory in the world. Yes, we do. Robin Malcolm's a marquee star at the moment. And what I mean by marquee is that actors and presenters and everybody has what we call a marquee status, which is basically public recognisability and marketability. So, you know, I talk about Robin Malcolm all the time, but she's one of our biggest stars at the moment, definitely.
Is it possible to make a star?
Absolutely it is. Of course it is. Because once you get somebody on television, Radar's a star at the moment, of course, because he's on primetime television on Saturday and Sunday night. He does very, very good, he's a very, very good presenter. But he's also got columns, newspaper columns. He's also got radio you know, sessions that he does. He does everything. So, of course, yeah, he's very recognisable.
What role, sorry, does the agent have in making the star there?
We, in terms of somebody like Radar or Robin, we find the work for them sometimes, in most cases. The talent in New Zealand.
Sorry, does that involve actually calling up someone at the network and saying, hey, I've got this guy, he should be on your show right now?
Not always calling up the network, but calling up a producer at a production house is more where we normally go to. Yes, definitely calling up a casting director and actually getting somebody a generic audition for a core cast role in the series. Absolutely. It's just really, really specific to the needs of the individual. And everybody that sits on our books is a complete individual. And we work on them in a strategy which benefits them. And they often will tell us what they want. You know, so somebody will say, look, I need an ambassadorship. I'd like to be a voice artist. I'd like this, I'd like this, I'd like this. And that's what I do with them. We sit down with them and, yes, we create a marketability or a marquee status for them rather than a star thing.
Now, you've recently been named as one of the top 5 most influential people in like the New Zealand media scene in a listener rankings. How is that interesting for the agent to move from behind the scenes to in front of the scenes?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually quite a strange... it's quite a strange thing, as we talked about before. I'm not used to interviews, particularly radio interviews, actually. My actors are, my presenters are, my marquee people, my stars, if you like, all very, very media savvy. But, of course, I sit behind the scenes, and I'm more used to doing things like fixing.
Tell me about fixing. Is that when a problem pops up and you have to go in and... fix it?
Absolutely. It's when a problem happens. And
are you able to talk us through a problem?
No. That's my job.
To keep it out of the news.
Keep it out of the news, not actually create it. Yeah.
In the case of the agency, you've actually built up relationships with international agencies, haven't you? Is that a first?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know what other agents do, but it's certainly for me, when I first got out into this marketplace eight years ago, it was something that I did almost immediately. So straight away, I Googled all around and found out who repped all the big Australian agents, and all the... you know, and where they were in Australia and where they were in LA and where the New Zealanders were and all the rest of it. And through doing that, I door knocked, basically. And I've door knocked every year for about the last 8 years. And I started in Sydney, and I've now got about 35 to 45 people shared there with top Australian agents. We've got people that are in all sorts of productions, including 5 that are working in Underbelly, which is Underbelly 2, which is shooting in Sydney at the moment. We've got others all over the place, basically, and a lot of people straddling the marketplace, in particular the Trans-Tasman market, which is very, very exciting.
That must be so important in terms of the amount of productions that are now filmed in New Zealand. Are we seeing an increase in productions because of the dollar?
Absolutely we are. Well, it's 54 cents the dollar at the moment, isn't it? So yes, particularly actually in international work in terms of adverts. In terms of, we're certainly looking at a very, very vibrant year next year. TVNZ have actually commissioned 2 drama series. There's tele features. There's US series that are shooting here at the moment and coming. There's films. There's both local and international films. It's a really exciting year next year.
In terms of being an agent, there's this pop culture image of like the Ari Gold character and these larger than life, quite bossy, quite aggressive characters. Do agents have to be like that?
Not really. Of course, Ari type from Entourage is a stereotype, although he is based on a real person, the agent from CAA, so there must be a certain amount of reality to him. I don't actually know Ari Gold, so I couldn't comment, but the people in LA that I do deal with tend to be very corporate, very professional, well-mannered, nice, really, really nice, personable people, actually. Are they as emotional as Ari? I'm not sure. I don't know them from that sort of level, actually.
And if you were to name kind of the big stars in New Zealand, who do you think could make it overseas?
Oh, there's lots of people. I've mentioned them in before, but certainly there's Anna Hutchinson, who's actually the lead in Underbelly at the moment. There's Emily Robbins, who has just finished a series called The Elephant Princess. She's a pivotal lead, and so she has... you know, she is going to be the new Hannah Montana, or that so they say. The producer is absolutely stoked for her, basically. The list goes on and on and on. There's New Zealanders popping up everywhere. Very, very, very talented people, basically.
And with talented agents behind them.
Oh, hopefully.
And that's Simon Pound talking to Imogen Johnson of Johnson Lead. Coming up after the break, we go and visit the Roger Fox Big Band.